Why I am not a voter. Hi, Jim Walsh here with podcast number 108. You know what I'm really tired of? Celebrities lecturing me on what a douchebag I am if I don't vote. Maybe you've caught that TV ad with all the Hollywood buttheads sarcastically telling you to not vote. Yeah, go, don't vote. See where it gets you. Yeah, bite me. I mean, come on. Sarah Silverman is going to lecture me on civic responsibility? I don't think so. Shut up, lady. Go back to doing what you do best, not being funny. Okay, that was a cheap shot. Let's be fair about it. I'm not exactly part of Ms. Silverman's target demographic, which is to say I'm not a 14-year-old Jewish girl who hates her parents. But back to the issue at hand. Not voting is not unpatriotic. As a matter of fact, it's a time-honored political tool. Did you know those clowns in Congress do it all the time? Come on, you've never heard of a politician voting present or abstaining from a vote or finding an excuse to be somewhere else when the vote is taken? I mean, we know for a fact it happens all the time. Sometimes when you're a politician, it's just not in your best interest to vote on a given issue one way or the other. As a matter of fact, it's even allowed for in our Constitution. Ever hear of something called a pocket veto? It's when the president opts not to sign or veto a bill, in effect allowing it to die unless Congress is in session, in which case it becomes law automatically. Now, my question is, if the president and Congress can opt to not vote, why can't we? Why do we get the grief when we do what they do? Well, the answer should be obvious at this point. Not voting is, in effect, a vote of no confidence in the system. And that scares the hell out of politicians. Personally, I think they could use a good scare every once in a while. Keep them honest. And don't tell me I can't complain if I don't vote. You know how it works? You vote for a guy and he wins, they come back and say, well, you can't complain, you voted for the guy. You vote for a guy and he loses, they say, well, you can't complain, you took part in the system. And if you don't vote at all, they say, well, you can't complain, you didn't vote. Well, you know what? I can complain. I will complain. I live in this country. I pay taxes. I have no choice in the matter, but I do. I am subject to the laws of the land. And there is that inconvenient matter of that First Amendment thing. All of which gives me the right to bitch. Now, assume a candidate wins a certain election with, say, 51% of the vote. And assume that in that election, half the eligible would-be voters actually chose to go to the polls. That means that 75% either voted for someone else or they decided that no candidate was even worth the effort. So you've got a guy elected to office to a position where he can pretty much tell the rest of us how to live by a grand total of 26% of the electorate. Not exactly what I would call a mandate of the people. Hey, the bottom line is this. If you're going to vote, please do it for the right reason. Do it because you really like what one guy stands for, or because you can't stand the other guy and you want to try and stop him from getting in. But don't do it because some knucklehead on television tells you it's your civic responsibility to do it. And don't kid yourself. It's really not going to change anything. If it did, they'd make it illegal. As for me, until the system offers me candidates who are worth the effort, and until the system is properly reformed in such a manner that will allow the kind of candidates I like to have a real shot at winning, I'm just going to quote that great statesman H.L. Mencken, who once said, don't vote. It just encourages them. As always, your comments welcome. Talk to Jim Walsh at yahoo.com.